right, so hopefully we don't have too many mic issues. If we do, we're just gonna have to like keep it rolling and say the mics are messing up. All right. Six, you gotta like really talk into the mic, like into the crown of the mic. All right, here we go. Yo, what up, y'all? You are live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Trek Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
That is me.
And we have a special guest in the building with us, man. All the way live from the first episode, man. Comedian Dennis Birch, a.k.a. Six Rock. What up, Six?
What's up? What's happening?
Word up.
That's good. And the place to be.
All right, so Kev, we normally start off with the opening question, but I figure with Six here, we should go ahead and have him like tell a joke.
Oh, yeah. It's only right. It's only right.
It's only right. So, ladies and gentlemen, live and direct for y'all, instead of the opening question, we have comedian Dennis Birch. Let's go.
Get out there and be funny,
that's
kid.
That's the thing. I don't... What's that? Echo, man.
You straight, man. You straight.
All right. I don't have jokes. I just share real life stories about what happened. So, we was driving over here, and I saw a billboard that said, better left unread than dead. Now, that's very contradictory. That's a dumb billboard because I had to read that. You see what I'm saying? And I'm a slow reader. I'm telling you, it took me about 30, 45 seconds to read that.
Oh, man. All right. Rap Sucks Radio. We'll see y'all on the other side, yo.
Rap Sucks Radio.
And yes, y'all, you are back on the other side with us, Rap Sucks Radio, with your homeboy Trek Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
Yep.
Let's just get... Kev, man, how's your week been, by the way? I didn't even ask you that earlier. You been all right, man?
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah, I think so. I'm good. Much more well-rested. I'm good. Settling into a groove. I've been passing out, like, I've taken naps during the last few episodes. I don't know if you realize. Probably don't know. Sort of about 20 minutes in, I'm in a cool REM state of sleep in the last few episodes.
I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't assume that if I was a listener, but, you know, I think it's a good thing. If you could get a nap in the middle of the show, man, you know, please do that.
Yeah.
As the elder statesman of the show.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Who's getting out here tripping, man?
All right. Who's out here tripping? Who is it?
T.I. T.I.P. T.I. is out here tripping.
Yes, he is.
Why? T.I. said he goes to the gynecologist with his 18-year-old daughter to check her hymen.
Oh, boy. Wow. I'm going to take my nap early. I'm going to take a pass on this entire topic.
For those of y'all who don't know what a hymen is, and this report came from NBC News, by the way. It is a membrane which partially closes the opening of the lady part and whose presence is traditionally taken to be a mark of virginity. So right now, T.I. has said he takes his daughter Deja Harris to the gynecologist and has the gynecologist check her hymen and let him know, you know, if thangs is up on thangs. Am I the only one that's like, what?
Still can't stop her from tongue kissing.
Yeah.
I don't think he's worried about that. Let me run through what he said. Rapper and actor T.I. said in an interview that aired Tuesday that he goes with his 18-year-old daughter to the gynecologist each year to check her hymen and make sure, well, to quote, check her hymen, unquote, and make sure it's, quote, still intact, unquote. Right? T.I. told the host of the show that he was on, yes, I go with her. after Deja's 16th birthday party, he said he put a sticky note on her door and read, "Gyno, tomorrow, 9:30. So we'll go and sit down with the doctor, and we'll come and talk, and the doctor's maintaining a level of professionalism, T.I. said. He's like, "Well, you know, sir, I have to, in order to share the information." I'm like, "Deja, they want you to sign this so we can share the information. Is there anything you would not want me to know?" "Oh, okay. See, doc? Ain't no problem." "Okay, now let me stop you there."
That's some HIPAA for your ass.
That is, yeah, exactly. Yeah, so basically, her life is threatened in the gynecologist's office so that she gives up the information in order to have her hymen checked by the gynecologist to tell her father whether she is still allegedly a virgin or not. However, the World Health Organization has also called for the elimination of virginity testing and also referred to as hymen or, quote, two-finger testing. Virginity testing is a violation of human rights of girls and women and can be detrimental to women's and girls' physical, psychological, and social well-being, the World Health Organization said. Virginity testing reinforces stereotyped notions of female sexuality and gender inequality. All right, cool. So I feel like we've been serious enough. Kev, go. Take it from here, please. I'm out.
The New York Times has a contributor who was a gynecologist. What's her name?
Jennifer Gunter.
Yeah, let's go ahead and park that right there real quick. Let's just sit on that for a second.
Let's just make fun of Jennifer's name.
That's a little bit too much on the nose. Okay, moving on. He says, T.I. said, because, and I was educated by this article. So at the end of the day, T.I. educated me as an ignorant man on a few things, indirectly, albeit, but because I have no desire to know one way or the other how that works, although I should. But evidently the hymen can be disturbed or knocked out of place by riding horses or bikes or playing sports or whatever. And T.I.'s right. reaction was, "She don't ride no horses, she don't ride no bikes, she don't play no sports." I know my daughter is much younger than his daughter, but I'm pretty sure that if you don't let your daughter do any of those things, I'm pretty sure I know what she's going to end up doing. Quicker than you want her to.
Well, that's... I believe somebody out there, after you hear this, you can go ahead and hit us on RSR Podcast on Facebook. I believe when the hymen is disturbed, that is the alleged cherry popping. That's what I think that is. So,
but it sounds like that's sort of a... It's been a myth that we kind of all have bought into.
Well, it's clearly, well, I mean, per Jennifer Gunter, pause. Right. per Jennifer Gunter, it's a myth that the hymen is no virginity indicator. 50% of sexually active teens do not have disrupted hymen. Not disruptive, disrupted. The hymen means nothing physically, and hymen exams are medically not a thing and are unnecessary and support a disgusting patriarchal trope. There's that. Yeah, a lot of dumb male shit going on here. But yeah.
He's in her life, you know? He's showing an interest. maybe a little bit too much.
But can I throw something out there? This is going to upset my wife, and I'm fine with that.
Please.
Somebody did say that we are pretending like we really care about his daughter, right? Oh, I mean, like a lot absolutely. Of people are for real pretending like they really care about his daughter and they care about her well-being and all this. It's like, dude, you don't. You don't really care. You know what I'm saying?
The only reason there is because the article references the online backlash, end quote. The only reason there is an online backlash is because he went on a podcast and talked about it.
Right.
Right? And because he's T.I. You know, it's like, there are plenty of dudes who I would imagine have at least thought about the exact same thing in the history of the world. And you know, they weren't rapper enough or dumb enough or public enough to go out and talk about it. And then there wasn't no social media for everybody to, you know, become super self-righteous about it or whatever. I'm sure there are some people who definitely are some people who care about it. The World Health Organization and people, you know, there are young girls are treated badly in many countries around the world, including in some parts of ours, and it's not cool, but yeah, to a large extent, come on.
T.I. out here tripping, I think, is really what this comes down to.
He could have stayed in there tripping.
Yeah, because you had no business talking about it or whatever. But the other thing is, what do you do if the gynecologist said it's been disrupted? What's your reaction then? Like, what happens?
That's when the situation comes to a head.
I mean, like, read this sign or die, or before you die to a head. Like, my whole thing is, if it turns out that he finds out his daughter's not a virgin, then his post reaction to that act ain't gonna mean nothing, no way.
Exactly.
You ain't gonna get her virginity back. So it's a wrap, son.
Yeah, he's gonna be trying to shoot somebody.
You don't know how she's gonna respond.
Exactly.
I mean, and she's 18 now. I started doing it evidently when she was 16, but I mean, she's 18 now. She hasn't left. You know, I'm not justifying this by any stretch of the imagination, but I mean,
we'll see.
I don't see myself accompanying my daughter to every one of those appointments unless she wants me there.
Right.
And I'm far from woke, but, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of pauses in this conversation, by the way, guys.
Yeah.
For good reason. Three men sitting around talking about it. But, no, I'm not planning on being anywhere near there with my daughters unless they want me to be there. They do have a mother that, you know, can go with them. And if I am there, really, I'm not checking.
Let's specify. It's not. That's her mother's job to be there. It's, I don't think that's what you're saying. That's not what I'm saying. I know my daughter now, and she's a good multiple number of years away from that. She wouldn't want me there now.
Right.
You know, with her personality now. So when she gets to that point, I'm like, she's going to be like, you need to stay at home.
Well, yeah. And take this provided my daughters take the same approach, I'm like, absolutely, I was going to stay home anyway. So there's that.
T.I.
Speaking of staying home.
Yep.
Oh. The Washington Nationals. If you're not up on current news, and I don't know, this feels like Back to the Future. Some time ago, won the World Series.
Old news.
And Kev, I know, old news. Kev's people, man. Kev's folks. Kurt Suzuki up there rocking the MAGA hat. What's up with your people, man? Get your folks, Kev. I'm out. I'm off this. Like, this is your segment. Get your people.
No, I have, because I didn't even look into, because I see a Japanese player and I assume he's from Japan, but I'm thinking maybe, is he American? Do you know?
I just assumed with a name like Kurt he was, but I don't know. True. I honestly don't know.
Yeah, he wasn't Ichiro's, right? Yeah. So this dude, you know, he goes, one of the players that actually goes, and I think actually a large number of them actually went, you know, which compared to, you know, other championship teams that have been invited. So they went and he throws on the MAGA hat and goes full Kanye. Trump just tried to recreate the Janet Jackson Rolling Stone cover.
He really did. He like hugged. He hugged.
Like he I think. Yeah, I think he had to pay the dude like $150,000 after that.
It's gonna be a scandal the way he hugged, dude. Trump said America fell in love with Nats baseball. Actually, we didn't. Anyway, I mean, I'm happy they won though. He told the massive crowd gathered on the lawn, noting that there was a lot of power in attendance, I guess crediting the baseball team, as he should.
Sure.
It's all they wanted to talk about. That's not all that America wanted to talk about. And he said that and impeachment. We're talking about impeachment more than baseball. He says, I like Nats baseball much more. Continue.
Man, you know how, like, the people that we admire make, you know, we always say that they make the hard stuff look easy?
Mm-hmm.
He consistently makes the easy shit look hard. He went and fucked up the looking at the eclipse. He fucked up the Easter egg roll. He can't do the pardoning of the turkey in a way that is not embarrassing. And then he goes and grabs a Japanese man's titties. Over the clothes. Oh, it's okay. Over the clothes. But I mean, come on, man.
He's a one big walking like distraction. And I hate when people say this on the internet, but that's what it feels like a lot of times. Like, all right, here you are. You're out here trying to, what are you covering up? Like, even now I'm on the conspiracy theory train. Like there's something being hidden, but you know, that's not always true, but he's a bumbling idiot.
He is. It's whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
You said you're glad they won, and I'm thinking, did they though? Did they?
Well, I mean, too, Houston couldn't cheat them out of it. But you know
what? I know. Oh man, that whole thing is so crazy.
Oh, dude, it's super wild. Like Houston out here for real cheating. But as of the day that we're recording this, in kind of further American politics/sports news. Kaepernick had a tryout today, and I was thoroughly confused by it to begin with. I was happy for him, like, all right, but then other people were against it, but then I kind of feel like no matter what happens, people are going to be against it. Like, I just feel like this is an unsatisfiable issue.
Sure.
Between the NFL and Kaepernick, and you know, I get it, but I just feel like the longer this lingers on, the more people are going to be like, man, why am I not watching football again? Like, I just feel like that's starting to happen. Whether that's right or wrong, the listener can feel a way about it. But then I find out that he canceled that tryout and is scheduled his own tryout. And I'm like, yo, what is happening right now? Like, just pick this dude up in the league already. What are we doing? Like, why are we making this so hard? Put the dude in the league. I'm watching football every Sunday at my own leisure, and it's so many trash quarterbacks out there. We're doing tryouts, and I'm going, man, just somebody just pick this dude up so we could get this whole conversation, at least that part of it, over with. You know what I'm saying?
And you know that I only do this podcast as a respite, as a brief bi-weekly respite from my job as a 24/7 NFL analyst with ESPN. But why are we acting like you haven't seen a dude play? And I know he's a few years older, but what did he like pull a muscle or somehow otherwise injure himself by taking a knee?
Dude, in the NFL, there are a fair amount of players that were literally bagging groceries before they got their big break. Like, it's not as though a person can't be prepared for the NFL while not playing in the NFL.
Yeah,
I don't know why anybody would want to stream it, but I did see a few of the passes, and I'm going, okay, he can throw the ball still. I don't know what what else there is to really look for. Just bring the dude to your camp, take a look at him, and go from there. Put him in a backup role and go from there. I just can't imagine everybody quitting watching football because Kaepernick is back on the field. They might root. More people would watch to root for him to get hit and hurt than anything, right? Like, come on, let's knock it off now.
And that's the other thing. They're going to be gunning for him, right? But take any other Hall of Fame player. How many years has it been now? 3-4 years?
Yeah, 3 years.
3 years after they retire. When they invite him back for the opening game of the season or whatever to you know, just to be greeted on field before the game. And yep, they all look like fucking John Goodman or John Candy. Clearly, he's staying in shape. So get out of here with that, you know. But yeah, you know, whatever. You want to make a spectacle out of it, cool. I don't know. I didn't know. Yeah. I don't know. All I heard was did Jay have actually something to do with sort of like orchestrating the marketing of it or whatever?
I don't know about the the marketing of it. Jeez, Kev.
I mean, come on. Can we be a little cynical here? Far be it from me to be cynical on this particular program, but
right, the rap cynical radio, but no, I've walked around with the well actually smirk since they said Jay was involved. But I'm not. I refuse to say it on the internet because I'm not even trying to deal with it. Like I'm not even gonna say anything else on this show. I'm just kind of like, all right. Because provided he was involved, then there's a lot of crow that has to be eaten, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Sure. Because there was a lot of idea that Jay wasn't going to be able to do anything, and this was just a puppet thing. And there are still people saying that because, like I said, this is an unsatisfiable issue. This is one of those things where there's just no way that a certain group of people are ever going to be accepting of this. And that's, I'm not, by a certain group of people, I don't mean black people. I just mean people who felt a way about how this Kaepernick thing was handled and how the NFL handled his voice. And they all have legitimate arguments, but I also think that the arguments have spread to people that don't necessarily need to be yelled at. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And I'm hoping Jay had something to do with it or was at least supportive of it, because that shows that if you are in Jay's position, maybe you can help. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
didn't he wear a Kunta Kinte t-shirt too to the the trial?
I have no. Oh, did he?
Yes, yeah, his shirt said, yeah, it wasn't like a, yeah.
It could have been. I mean, I don't know.
The branded Kunta Kinte t-shirt.
Yeah. Well,
hey, man.
Where he could have worn a bigger long t-shirt and be a fake character from Harriet with that trash situation they got going on over there. Bigger long. Anyway, I'm moving on to the next topic, man.
All right.
I like the title of this topic, Kev. Good job, man.
Thanks, buddy.
May the Space Force be with you. Six Rock, you over there with me?
Yes, sir.
A NASA astronaut accused of stealing her estranged wife's identity from space.
Space!
Oh, boy. Decorated NASA astronaut Anne McClain is accused of stealing her estranged wife's identity and improperly accessing her bank account while McClain was on a 6-month mission aboard the International Space Station, likely the first crime ever commit in space.
Space!
Summer Warden is the wife of Anne McClain. My only response to this is password equals guest.
Oh, man.
Listen, man.
Oh.
How you get hacked from space, lady? How do you get hacked from space? I'm just saying. My Wi-Fi is shoddy right now. How do you get hacked from space?
Yeah, people, the Nigerian prince is like, oh, that was big. We're big. You're big, baby. You the big, bad, insane, white, and McLean.
Big, wow. X to the Z lyrics. Good job. Oh. Good flip on that. That would have been a better title. The big, bad, insane, white, and McLean.
Man. Dude. She pushed her petty thrusters to full power.
How many of these are written down and how many of these are off the top?
Come on, man. It's all off the top, baby.
So you freestyling this insanity. I appreciate this, man. This is next level. You know what I'm saying? Space phrasing, even.
Space phrasing?
Wouldn't even be right without an Archer reference. I'm just trying to figure out. So they're in a bitter custody battle and a bitter divorce.
Right.
And
that's the thing I don't understand is the custody battle part. So she adopted her wife had a son before they met, right?
Correct.
Am I right?
Yes.
And then, but Big Bad Insane White Anne McLean adopted the kid?
Yes.
Against the mother's wishes?
How?
How does that work?
Is the question? Yeah.
You have to have like a TI level of commitment to your child's life. Lady.
Yeah. That wouldn't happen to TI.
That would not be happening.
To adopt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not letting it happen.
If TI was in a lesbian relationship, he would not let that happen to his son.
Hey. Same-sex marriage allowed in space? And I mean, the future of the world? Is this happening, or?
Well, that's the thing. See, this whole topic was introduced without any reference to that, but I want to point out that for the New York Post, way to keep their eye on the ball, it turned a story about someone literally committing identity theft from beyond the grasp of gravity into a story about her sexual preference. I was like, really? Like, that's really not the headline here.
That's not the headline.
At all. At all.
But it does sell you one thing, though.
Yeah. I mean,
provided there is a listener who's thinking to herself, you know, I'm going to avoid drama with men by simply crossing over and dating women. There is no man.
And moving to space.
And there is no man smart enough to hack your account from space.
There's no man smart enough to hack your account from Riverside.
He's not doing it. Matter of fact, he doesn't care. He doesn't care. That is a level of crazy that I don't know you're ready for. Just be prepared. Because that's crazy on another level.
Yeah, the crazy thing is that she was trying. She wasn't even hacking. She was doing the cool Rami Malek social engineering. She's like, I know I've met your mother, but what was her name before she got married?
Dude, that's crazy levels. But that's you know what? You know, rap sexist radio. That's something I can imagine a woman doing. A woman will go to space and still hack your account. You know what I'm saying? Still be trying to mimic your fingerprint on your phone. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, the gif of the chick trying to hold the phone up to the dude's face.
Oh, dude. There is an article. I don't know if it's true or not. I believe it's a joke article about the chick who there's a guy who slept with his eyes open. So she held the phone up to his face and caught him cheating.
Oh man, oh my god.
Yeah, I think it's like a Babylon or whatever article, one of those fake ones, Babylon B or whatever it is. But yeah, you need better passwords, like, yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, she didn't succeed, though.
Oh, she attempted to. Yeah, okay. But still, though, the fact that somebody believes they could do it from space means that they think they know your password.
Yeah, she's in space and she probably has better internet than me.
Oh, guaranteed. Her internet is, yeah. Internet is universal. Anyway. Kev, topic number three.
Yep.
Kev asked the question before the topic rolls out. Has he not been identified, in quotes, not been identified, in quotes, because everyone in blackface looks the same?
Oh, man.
How many? This is the third blackface topic we've had on this show.
Yeah. Yeah. We over-index in blackface topics.
We have filled our blackface quota.
Discussion. Yeah.
This is about a teacher in the Milpitas Unified School District in California. So when I say MUSD from here on out, just know that I don't want to pronounce that full name anymore.
That's Northern Cali, though, right?
That is Northern Cali. It seems like Northern
Cali.
That's
a different country. That's a different country.
Yeah, it really is. It's different than us. You go, y'all different.
Don't worry about that.
A teacher wore blackface to a school and rapped on Halloween. He's now been suspended.
Is it because his rap sucked?
Let me run that back. He not only wore blackface, but he rapped. But you wait, Six. You wait till you find out who this teacher was trying to imitate.
Yes. All right?
CNN reports. A video posted on social media shows the teacher with his face painted black and dressed up in an apparent attempt to imitate the rapper Common. Listen.
Fascinating.
First of all, shout out to Fizz. Good Lord, this is a story for Fizz.
Oh, man.
And second of all, light skin is common is. How blackface did you really have to go for this one, Teach?
It's uncommon blackface.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Common's way too light skin for blackface. How were you imitating?
It's so weird, dude. This is so weird.
But what gets me the most is the rap. Did you read which rap he busted?
Wasn't he doing the commercial or something?
He did the Microsoft commercial.
Is that even a rap though? I thought he's just talking like a voiceover.
It's like a poem. Yeah, it's just like spoken word, but. I had to catch myself because I actually was almost a fan of this when I realized that he did the Microsoft commercial.
That's the thing. Cause you're like, oh, teacher, black, you know, white guy. He's a teacher. Oh, he's a teacher. That sucks. He's with blackface. He got suspended. Of course he got suspended for imitating Common. Ooh, wait, hold on. Go on.
Yeah.
Oh, the Microsoft commercial. Ooh, that's deep catalog. Okay. What else? Tell me more.
He likes Common. That was the thing. But I think there's a plot twist to this. The school board president, Chris Norwood, happens to be a black man.
Uh-huh.
I sense some shade here. I think the teacher was like taking shots at the school board president.
Oh.
And this was his drop the mic moment. You know what I'm saying?
The school board president, Chris Norwood, he called the teacher's actions inappropriate, unprofessional, and insensitive. But if I'm being honest, a little kind of dope.
a little cool. I mean, I would have been hyper if he busted if he kicked the rap from one nine, you know, the 1999 verse. I know
he kind of lost me when he was doing the Microsoft commercial, but then he broke into Techzilla, and I was like, you're still fired. Listen, but
I'm gonna keep it 100, completely 100. If he would have kicked Sun God, I actually would have been okay with this.
Well, that's what I want to know. That's what I want to explore for us. How far can we push this? Because what if this dude, right, as white as he is, and continues to be. What if he wore blackface and then he just broke into a pitch-perfect rendition of Funkin' Lesson?
Wow.
Or like a Paris Gorilla Funk or something like that.
I would be like, this has to be parody. I think Common makes it just not parody enough. And that's not because we enjoy blackface. It's just that we no longer enjoy Common.
This is so weird, man. He's like, class, this is a song from my generation called Rock This Funky Joint. let's do a 120.
Wow. I feel like we have at least 5 more minutes of making this worse, but yeah, it just feels like Common was right down the middle, like. And that's what I'm saying, like, you could have done this without getting in trouble. You know what I'm saying? Like, the whole blackface part of it was unnecessary.
Oh, like that's, yeah, that's kind of the whole point, right? It's like that was the meme that was going around during Halloween. Which is the I don't know what the name of the meme is or who the person is, if it's someone I should recognize, but the black woman who's wearing the glasses, the shades, and like sort of like,
oh yeah, yeah,
looking,
yeah,
intently, got her hands on her hips and looking intently, what the hell's going on? And that's sort of the whatever that meme, and some white chick just recreated that but decided not to use blackface.
Hey, Jean Belcher on Bob's Burgers was Queen Latifah. Never wore blackface. That is a cartoon, but fair enough. Hmm. Yeah, the whole blackface thing, I'm over it. Like, I'm like, come on, we all know better at this point. Let's stop now. We're done, right? Anybody else?
No.
Anybody else want to continue?
Like, no, you're wrong.
We're not finished. We're all the way down to Common now. Like, come on. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing if we're, you know, maybe Oprah, maybe Obama. But we're all the way down to Common now on blackface.
But and that's the thing. That's the thing that bugs me out. It's like you should know. You should know. You know, it's like the Michael Jackson thing or whatever. It's like that's literally the only black person you know of. And you don't have anyone around you to tell you, don't do it.
No. I always thought, roll with me here, I always thought that Michael Jackson was trying to be an anime character. Like, for real. Huh. I never thought he was trying, or not never thought, but as I started to get older and get into like things like anime and video games and all that, I was like, yeah, Michael Jackson thinks he's Goku. You know what I'm saying?
Let me call Kurt Suzuki real quick and see what he thinks.
He's still being assaulted by the president, so I don't
probably
think
he's... is. He's like, help.
Right, that's all you're going to get out of Kurt. Help. Please help me. Six.
What up?
If there was a person who did a blackface rendition of Dennis Birch, what would your response be?
It'll be bittersweet. Because I've never looked black. So I'd be like, I actually get to see what I look like if I was black. No, I'm just playing.
For those that don't know, Rock is like, so we have, there are variant community forms of light skin. There's Al B. Short light skin, you know, Christopher Williams. There's, you know, not so much light skin like Common, but light skin enough, like, you know. Then there's, okay, what are you again? Light skin, right? And 60 is light skin enough for people to walk up to him and start speaking Spanish, like, directly. And if we were in New York, you would be like, nah, that's Trek, you tripping. But we're in Los Angeles, so it's not like people think he's Puerto Rican or Dominican or any of that. They be thinking, oh boy, it's straight up Mexican. I think that's hilarious. So, yeah, there shouldn't be any blackface Dennis Birches.
Yeah. That'd be cool. I'm pretty much an albino without the blonde hair.
Listen. Oh man, Kev, when's the last time you've been to Chuck E. Cheese, man?
Somebody's birthday party.
For Hayes's birthday party, right?
Yep.
Okay, for my little girl's birthday party. I think actually, you know what was funny about that is as I bring up this next topic, no,
it was my friend Eddie's 42nd birthday. Yeah, it was Hayes' birthday party.
It would be so dope if it was somebody's 42nd birthday party, but I think they serve beer. But they only serve two out here in Covina. You're on a limit at Chuck E. Cheese because folks used to be wilding and fighting at Chuck E. Cheese.
There's loopholes.
There are loopholes. You know what I'm saying? There likely are. I think we actually have a picture in front of the animatronics. Like the whole crew does, for some odd reason, we decided to take a picture in front of them.
You have to.
Yeah, that's what you do. Well, that's the last picture we're going to get. Chuck E. Cheese is removing all of its animatronics.
Say it ain't so.
It is absolutely so. The Takeout reported it. The amounts of mites and bugs and those damn characters has to be the real reason why they're removing this. That was my that was my point from all this. I mean, you can't tell me they're cleaning those things.
Just bed bugs. It's wild bed bugs.
Those things was gross, man. I've never seen an animatronic puppet character with nappy hair until I was like, yo, does that dog have locks? Are you cleaning these things? What are you doing right now? But yeah, it's a pretty creepy era. It's the end of a pretty creepy era, man. Those animatronic things were creepy.
You have the article in front of you?
No, I just have my notes.
So the first line of the article, I believe, begins, "They're putting the band back together into storage." I was like, yeah, that's come on, man. Chuck deserves so much more than that. Your words are terrible.
With those creepy, obviously blinking plastic eyes. world's hardest blinks. Yeah.
And they said all locations will soon feature a quote interactive dance floor, end quote.
Oh boy. It's good to get the kids out there moving around and working. I'm not sure if that'll work for my 45th birthday party, but it depends on who's DJing. Because last time at my daughter's birthday party, Chuck E. Cheese came out looking a lot like Snoop to me.
Dude, that was what I was going to say, man. I told Kristen, if dude wasn't already successful, I would swear that was Pete Davidson. Because he came out. First of all, Chuck E. Cheese is sagging. And he's got the chucks on.
Yep.
I'm like, come on, man. And looks like he needs to eat significantly more cheese because he's mad skinny. I'm like, what is really going on right now? And by the way, dude, you know that I never knew it was called, the band is called Munch's Make Believe Band.
I didn't know that.
That would make Chuck E. Cheese, the front man of color, who very likely didn't get his rightful share of whatever royalties.
No, dude. I just want to go back to the Snoop Mouse that wrote up. Not only was dude... Okay, I'm going to put it this way. The Chuck E. Cheese that walked out for my daughter's birthday looked like Snoop in deep cover. Not like current right. Snoop.
Right.
It looked like original, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And guess what? I told him before I shot him. Like that Snoop. You know what I'm saying?
As I creep through the hood.
Which is still one of the hardest introduction verses of all time, by the way.
Yeah. when he sang happy birthday, he just kept his arms just to his sides with his hands sticking out. That was a dance.
Oh, boy. All right, man. We're going to let y'all off the hook right now. We are live on Rap Sucks Radio. You are live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Trek Life and your fam, Caps Coda.
Chuck! Rest in peace, Chuck!
Oh, man. Yo, Six Rock, you want to say something on the way out?
See y'all when we get back.
Wait, what did you say? Was that English?
I said I'll see y'all when we get back.
Alright, fair enough. We'll holler at y'all, man. Thank y'all for listening. We'll catch y'all next week. Don't be out here tripping like T.I. On the count of three, we say peace. One, two, three. Peace.
Peace.